that's not worth it, then would 16, and if so, but I don't know how many thousands right. of gallons are going to be used, so I'm just sitting here saying I don't know how to quantify.
Well, Garrett's got, what, 6,000 gallon capacity here?
10,000, doesn't it? Plus the truck. Let's see, let's make some calls. We'll get together next couple of days and see what we can come up with. I'm just trying to find some contacts. And if we just get a hold of one person and say, you know, what's your thought process on this? And next thing would be call Charlotte Airport in Concordville, because that's usually where they fly out of. If you talk to their home base, then you pretty much can get to where you need to.
But I mean, in all honesty, David, just say you came up with the council and said we'll give a dollar a gallon, which sounds like a lot. Mm-hmm. But if he's only got 10,000 gallon capacity, he's not going to sell over 10,000 gallons every day. Right. That'd be the most, you know. So that has to be something the council has to say, you know what, just for the NASCAR crews, let's give a whatever the county comes up with. You know, let's reduce, take off the 8 cents or whatever you get, and let's give a dollar towards every gallon that he sells to the air crews.
Yeah. Okay. And not to exceed, so it would be a not to exceed amount of whatever the full tanks are. Then we might be able to get, I looked at the list of all the sponsors and things too. I mean, it's not just the drivers, right, that come in. There's got to be other people that want to see these, have an interest in these races that have blankets.
The general public, the general aviation is probably really the key to get, if we can get them here.
Why the general aviation?
Because I think there's more of them, but that's a harder, that's more of a marketing campaign.
We really only care about the big planes.
But I mean, well, it has to be a jet, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, King Air won't fit in.
Okay.
But it has to be a jet that requires more than...
It has to be a jet that fits in that category.
It can't be a VLJ. It's got to be CJ1 or bigger or something like that, or a 2 or...
Well, I don't think you want to put it on social media. I think that needs to be kind of agreed to by the county. And then when you're talking to the crews, well, if we gave 50 cents or a dollar discount, would that be enough to excite you to come here? With the transportation, the motel accommodations, and the fuel discount. That's something that the county's going to have to make, you know, and in your communications with them, then you'll be able to have somewhat of a package and say, this is what we're looking at. I'll call you back once it's confirmed, you know, once we think there's enough interest in it.
And you can, and there's other advertising, you can advertise on flightplanner.com, AOPA, when the guys are punching in for their flight plans, boom, that stuff pops up.
Right. And this specials. Is what this consultant, I mean, that we talked to, that he's got all this background and he knows which
avenues to go to.
How much are you going to spend on a consultant?
$52,000.
Take that $52,000 and put it towards... Take the $52,000 and put it towards a fuel discount, and you call a few crews and say, this is what we're looking to supplement.
Yeah.
And you have gained...
They're not doing the 52 either.
I know, but
he just sent us an email. He
said 15 to 20, and that's to market that. The airport, not just to do NASCAR. NASCAR was a part of that. I guess that's his... He said
like
it's a cafeteria plan
to
pick what you want. But, yeah, I, you know, and it's the whole thing, you know, I think
we can do something in house for that.
I need a little bit to figure out where to start. So, you know, ask them to give us a chance. Ask, you know, that, you know, we had a few years back. We're trying to market it. I don't mind playing the side of it. You know.
Oh yeah, under new management. That's the biggest slogan you go by.
Existing business. I'm economic development. And then ha ha ha. I don't understand NASCAR, but but we'll get here. We'll help you any way we can. It'll be manned 24/7 or whatever it happens, because I think security was here the whole time.
Hey, you don't have to know NASCAR. Too. You just have to know how to accommodate the people,
right,
to be honest, because that's
you were
the
saying,
key.
You were saying like a concierge. You're talking about somebody there who's in charge. You're talking about like the ship's cruise director who has
correct.
The clipboard and knows what's going on, who's there as a walkie-talkie, who has, you know, the manager of the rental car company. So anything anybody has, they start griping, we're fixing it immediately. They want to feel valued.